Welcome to Just Kidding But Seriously podcast. Thanks for joining Cam and Eli as we talk about news, sports, crazy ideas, and complete nonsense every week. Stay with us as we guide you through the facetious minds of our generation. This is JKBS.
Backing up, man. How we doing over there?
Ooh. We are doing pretty good. How you doing over there?
Well, I said, well, I really want to know. I don't even know the words of that song. Well, I really want to know.
I feel like if given like a minute to hum into my head, I could probably gather the words, but put on the spot with just you kind of forming things that sound like words to the melody, I can't really get anywhere with it. It'd be so funny if you did that at like a karaoke bar and you just like don't say any actual words, even though they're right in front of you.
You go up there, the words are like, they're just, you have a big giant screen next to you and the words start coming on. You like do a fucking ninja kick to the screen, flies off stage, and you're like, well, I really wanna know.
You just like, you don't even do like, maybe I guess this could be considered a karate kick, but like you keep one foot planted and then you just do a really high kick behind you, like, and kick the monitor over, and you're just like, I'm a professional, I don't need that fucking bullshit.
I got it all up here, baby, all in my brains, in my head, and my mind.
And then you just start doing the skit scat type bullshit.
Skit it up. You've been doing some things, you and the wife. I'm jealous.
Yeah, man. We went to Tom Segura on Saturday. Actually filmed his newest Netflix special here. So got that taken care of, which was fucking amazing. That was probably his funniest special yet. Like, my jaw was hurting the whole time. And I was crying a couple times.
That's good to hear. It was great. I love all of his specials. Yeah. And it seems like every single one of them have gotten better. So that's impressive. And that dance video was just disgusting. I mean, I don't even know what the backstory on that. Are they? They're like best friends, right? He was fucking with him, or?
Yeah, they're really good friends, and they even have a podcast together now called Two Bears, One Cave.
Oh, I didn't know that. So like, they're doing it separate from his wife's podcast. Him and his wife's.
Yes. So Tom does like two legit podcasts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Must be nice to. Just... All right. Great. Well, when people know you, it's pretty easy just to start another podcast and then another one, and or just start anything from the ground up.
Yeah, but they're like, both the podcasts are fucking great. But yeah, that video, like, I swear, I that day that Jen showed it to me, which is the same day I sent it to you, like, I probably watched the video at least a dozen times, and I was still like cry laughing like after a dozen times. Like, it's the best thing I've ever seen.
So did he mention or talk about that video at his special at all?
Not at his special, but I heard, I was listening. I haven't heard many of the episodes of the podcast with him and Bert. Like, it's fairly new. I think there's maybe only like a dozen episodes or something. Okay. And going back like 3 or 4 weeks, I did hear an episode where they were talking about some video and how like Tom was going to unveil it to Bert, like, during a podcast recording, so they could get Bert's like general reaction to it, you know, like live on air. And so I had forgotten about that. And then when I saw the video, I was like, oh shit, this is what they were talking about. So like, I did kind of hear a little bit about it on one of their podcasts, but I don't know the exact reasoning of like how this all came about.
Oh man. Yeah. It's ridiculous. For anyone that doesn't know what it is, it's that, what's the name of it? Does it have a name at all?
God, I don't even know.
I can't remember. Well, just look up Tom Segura dance video. It's pretty nasty. His little like Chinese friggin' ponytail long hair wig is just downright disgusting.
I think he's supposed to look like Steven Seagal is what it is.
Oh, even better. That's great. Yeah, it was funny.
But yeah,
the show was good.
It's nasty.
Did he mention that they were filming or anything like that?
I mean, he didn't personally mention it, but you know, they constantly told you while you were like kind of waiting to get into the venue, like everyone. Have you ever been to a show where they make you like kind of lock your phones up or any devices up or no?
No.
I think it started like, I think Dave Chappelle was either the first or one of the first either comedians or artists to like implement this kind of thing, but they're called like Yonder pouches. So they're basically these pouches that you can, you know, you put your phone in, you put your Apple Watch in or whatever, you keep them on you, but they're, once they're shut, you can only open them by going to like this magnetic thing. So like they have these like things set up, you know, in certain areas outside of the, you know, main like seating area, to where if you need to go use your phone in an emergency, you can just go up to it and like tap the pouch and the magnet like unlocks it so you can get your phone out. But it prevents you from taking your phone out during the show, basically.
So yeah, but what if somebody goes out during the show, takes their phone out and then goes back in and doesn't put it back in the thing?
I mean, if you try to do that and then you get caught, you're getting kicked fucked out, basically.
Oof, they gonna kill you. They will kill you.
I remember, that'd be fucking sweet.
just sniper. There's like a sniper in the corner of the friggin' auditorium or whatever. A light comes on. We got one. He's good. We're down. Nobody knows.
They pause the show for a second and you see these two bouncers just carrying this, like, dead body out. The arms are dangling.
All right, we're good here. Code blue. Green, 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 green.
Green, green, green. Keep the show going.
Green, green, green. Go, 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 go.
Yeah, like it was fantastic. And we had seen him in Dallas in January of this year. And so some of like it's considered the same tour, but it's like the material has been worked on since we last saw him. So like he opened up with different material than in January, and then the like some of the stuff we saw in January he still had in the show, but you could tell like he had perfected it a little bit and kind of messed around with it to make it a bit better.
Was it how many shows did he do that night that you guys were there?
That night he did two shows. We went to the later show, and then he did another two shows here in Austin the following night, but those weren't recorded. So it was just those two nights on Saturday that were recorded.
Ooh, that's good though that you got the second one. I feel like comedians kind of loosen up even more after the first one.
Yeah, I could see that. I know we've been to, I think this was our third Netflix comedy special that we've been to. And I think on the other ones, we went to the early shows. And then this one, we were like yawning our asses off just waiting to get in. Like we didn't get into like 9:30, 9:45.
Oh my gosh, you guys better be careful. Did you wear your pajamas when you were there too?
We should have. Man, we were tired.
I'm super jealous. Can't wait for that to come out. And then you just went to Incubus and their anniversary tour, right?
Yeah, it was 20 years of Make Yourself. So they opened up the show by playing the album straight through, and then they played an additional like I think 7 songs, so they played 20 in total.
Damn, getting your money's worth there. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was good. Like the 7 songs they played after Make Yourself, like I probably only knew 3 out of the 7.
Okay,
I think they played We Didn't Stay for Wish You Were Here. I think that's what they closed with, because we just wanted to get out of there, and that's a pretty, like, it's not an annoying song, but it's almost an annoying song. Like, I think it just got
it was overplayed. Yeah.
But, yeah, they played Anna Molly. They did, what the fuck else did they do?
What did they do? Probably maybe like some from the new album too.
They did one from, I think, the newer album. It's one song that's almost sounds very like 80s-ish kind of. I don't know if the whole new album sounds like that.
Oh, no. They did come out with a new song that's not on their latest album that was like 80s feeling. I can't remember what it was called, though.
Yeah, they played that one. And I think they did another song off of Morning View. I don't know what the other big one was other than Wish You Were Here.
Well, there's Warning. There's Echo. Yeah, I think it was.
I think it was Warning. I think they played Warning too.
And they always seem to squeeze in. Like last time I saw them, they ended the show with I forget, Floating Down a River. It's like the ending of the album of Morning View. It's my faves.
They also played Are You In? I know you like that one, right?
Yeah, that one's good too. I like all their stuff, man. I wish they still played.
The one thing I was kind of.
I just wish they played more stuff like they like the. I guess it just seems like I don't know. I like it all. It doesn't matter. I still love it. But anyways.
Yeah, but the one complaint I have was that. I actually got a couple complaints. When they played "Pardon Me," like they played the first like maybe 3/4 of "Pardon Me" with just Brandon and the guitarist. Like none of the other, like not the rest of the band. So it was just the two of them. And then like they basically all kicked in for the like final chorus. And like, I get that it's cool to see stuff like, you know, changed up and this and that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, if you're going to play the album from start to finish, like play it how it, the album is, you know, that's,
yeah, that's weird. My thing.
But then the other thing was, I was really looking forward to The Warmth. Like, that's probably my favorite song on that album. And so, like, I'm not too big on filming, like, entire songs. So, like, normally I'll just wait till, like, my favorite part of the song, and then I'll just get, you know, like, a 30-second video or something.
Yeah.
So I waited till the last chorus of The Warmth to film it. And then, like, he had, like, Brandon just had the crowd sing, like, the first half of the chorus. And I'm like, I didn't pay to see all these fucking dipshits, you know, sing your song. I think that's kind of annoying. Like, I know that part of it, the whole thing is like, oh, let's get the crowd involved. But I personally just think that it's annoying when the crowd is left to sing, like, a lot of choruses.
It's pretty cool, though, when, the whole crowd is so loud singing your own song. It's got to feel good from their part, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be a boner maker for Brandon. Like, oh my God, yeah. Listen to these
boners all
people.
Around, man. Boners left and right. I mean, we're talking banana boners. I mean, there's a whole bunch of dick-shaped foods floating around in those kind of concerts, so you know. I mean, we got churros, hot dogs, corn dogs. We got dicks. We got balloons shaped like dicks.
We're talking chewing tobacco can boners, like really good, which is fat as fuck.
We're talking, you know, like canned beers, but in the shape of a penis. I mean, it just needs to be done. I don't know why everything needs to turn into a penis. It would make the world funnier.
I think it would bring a lot of peace to the world.
I think there's peace in there somewhere.
That's been our exciting like 4 or 5 days. What about you?
Yeah, a whole lot of baby stuff, you know, crews changing every day and being awesome. That's pretty much it. Been shopping a lot and just doing stuff on the weekend, being out, letting him see the world as it is.
Ooh,
yeah.
Hope he likes what he sees.
Yeah, we go on our first trip to Buffalo, New York, and the week after Thanksgiving, so 2 weeks, pretty much.
And so, do you guys, like, know people out there, or you were just like, this is, like, the perfect destination spot?
No, we go to Buffalo every year. It's where her family's from and stuff, and we're doing a bunch of stuff out there. We're getting them baptized, because we're going to the church that her parents got married to do that, and then we're celebrating her dad's 60th birthday, and then we're basically going out there too as well for a family wedding. So a lot going on.
Yeah, it's gonna be action.
Yeah, it should be a complete shit show. Okay, I can't wait. Family and holidays and cold weather and cruise first trip should be fun.
Hell yeah, man! Bring your Xanax. Bring your fucking razor blades.
Razor blades. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Take a bath, you know, let loose with some fucking razor cutting. dip your wrists in the bath. Never know what's gonna happen
down there. Yeah, that's pretty much the excitement going on. But I love the holidays. Gotta love the holidays. What are you guys doing again for Thanksgiving? You're just gonna cook some dinner at home. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, we're just gonna probably make some like pasta dish, so it's not just something basic, but nothing too extravagant.
I heard that. Wish I didn't hear it, but I did. So let's talk about dreams.
Dude, I had the funniest and lamest dream. This was probably like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's so mundane, but that's partially why it's so fucking hilarious to me. Like, when you have a dream, you could literally do anything, right? Like, you could like jump buildings, like skyscrapers. Yeah. You could, I don't know, you could fuck your great grandparents if you want to, you know, like it's your dream, man. You could do whatever you want.
Great. That is the worst description to ever put into your thoughts or mind. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome, man. But so yeah, anyways, just want to drive the point home. You can do whatever you want. And I had a dream that I took Jen. We went to a grocery store like pretty early in the morning, like way before the manager got there. Mm-hmm. And I specifically went there to talk to the manager about something. And so we're like waiting in this line with some other people, like other customers. Like the manager finally gets there. Who knows how long it's been, like, you know, 30 minutes, an hour. The manager gets there. He starts talking to the other customers before me. Finally, it's my turn after being there for God knows how long. And he asked me, like, how can I help you? And I just forget what I wanted to talk to him about in the first place. And I woke up. And like my whole dream was I went to a grocery store, waited in line for an hour to talk to a manager. And then I didn't even remember why I wanted to talk to him when it was my fucking turn.
What? It must have represented something else that happened in your life.
I don't know. It's got to be some fucked up thing that I got. But I just thought, I was like blown away. I was like, God damn, I have every opportunity in the world to just have an awesome dream. And then I just fucking piss it away by waiting for a manager at a grocery store.
That is...
It would be one thing if I complained about something and he's like, here's a $10 gift card, you fucking bitch. You know, like that would have at least been a cool ending to the dream. But I'm just like, I'm going to get going. I don't know why I wanted to talk to you.
I'm going to get going. I just wasted my time. What a waste of a dream.
I'm going to go fuck myself. See you later.
Well, so speaking of dreams, there's a funny dream that... let me say this first. It seems like, does everyone, I guess this is to everyone, pretty much you, but do you feel like over the years, since you were a little kid, do you have a dream that you've had and it comes back every once in a while? It'll come back out of the blue. You'll have that same dream. I don't know if it has to be exactly the same every time, but there's always that feeling when you wake up or during the dream that you're just kind of like, wait a minute, that I've been there before. I've done that before. This dream is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you ever wake up feeling that? Or is it just kind of like you're just thinking that, but really you're just an asshole and all dreams are different?
It's a good question. I mean, like, I feel like I've had dreams that continue on like over the span of a couple nights or a few nights, like consecutively.
Oh, yeah. The old continuous dreams.
But like, are you kind of talking about how like I'm trying to think, like in a dream, like you could have a house and you've never seen this house before, but you know it's your house, like in the dream, like even if there's not any photos of you or you're not laying in the bed, like, you know what I mean?
Whoa, that's creepy. No, just that thought of what you just painted in my mind. Whatever the fuck you just said, it sounded creepy to me. Like, because I just pictured like a creepy house, and well, that's supposed to be my house, but
that's on you that it's creepy. You could have pictured a house from Up or something, like a nice,
cartoony house. That house. God, What a great house. Balloons floating everywhere. That's bullshit. That little kid. That movie was awesome. Super sad.
Could you imagine? Go ahead.
No. You got a thought, and I want to fucking hear it.
No, I was going to say, can you imagine you're like taking tours of homes from a realtor, and out of nowhere you're like, you know, this house is nice, but you got any houses that look like the house from Up? And just see what their fucking reaction is.
I want some fucking balloons, man. Give me a house with balloons.
I want a fat Asian kid, a grumpy old man. Find me something.
And some dog that can't see. What I was going to say is, so we got Disney Plus because we got rid of Hulu Live because they're like basically making it. It was $44.99 a month, and now they're making it $10 more expensive. So we said, screw that. And then because you get regular Hulu with Disney Plus and ESPN all together for like $12.99. Plus,
yeah,
let's talk about that. Disney Plus for a second, if you want to jump into that topic, going way off the rails here. But I'm a crazy train track that just loves to get crazy. Like the twisted turn, baby. So Disney Plus, do you guys have it?
We do not, but I'm considering getting the package with that and ESPN Plus and Hulu.
Yeah, you probably should. It's only $12.99. I mean, a fucking rat living in the sewer can afford that. I'm just kidding. But seriously, there's one reason why it's worth getting Disney Plus. You ready for it? I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but
I feel like you're going to say the movie Heavyweights.
No, but that's obviously a bonus to have in there.
Yeah.
Get on the scale.
Get off the scale.
No, but the reason, like, I got super excited. I got super excited when I went into the app for the first time and I realized, holy shit, I get the whole fucking series of Boy Meets World.
Ooh.
And I've never seen like anywhere that you can stream the whole series of Boy Meets World ever. So like, I freaked out and I started watching it. It's the best show ever, so I can't wait to go through it again.
Did you start from the beginning, or did you just kind of jump right into the middle?
Oh no, I started right from the beginning. You know, you gotta start small first. You can't just, you know, rip the pants off and
that is true.
To Honky Town. I mean, you can, but you know.
No, I hear you.
But yeah, that's so worth it to me. I'd pay $12.99 just for Boy Meets World.
No, yeah, that show is fucking great. And like how crazy Eric got in the college years is amazing.
Yes. They basically made him his character just got like even dumber.
Yeah, it's like he like drove drunk and then got in an accident and got brain damage or something.
And they didn't tell you.
Yeah, and they were just like, yeah, let's just let him think he's going to college. Can't hurt anybody.
Yeah, because he was like super, you know, like he was super cool and stuff in the beginning of the series, and he was like this cooler older brother, and then all of a sudden he turns into this friggin' weirdo, which is great because it made it even better.
Yeah, dude, that show was great and just kept getting better and better.
Yeah, great show. Plus, Mr. Feeny, man, who needs a teacher when you can watch Boy Meets World? Talk about life lessons. I know, right?
Yeah, you don't even need like a father or a stepfather or any kind of thing. You just need $12.99 a month is what you need.
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits to this Disney Plus thing, man. Obviously, childhood cartoon movies that are just going to be classic to watch and go through again. First thing I put on was The Sandlot. I was like, I saw it and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just going to pop this on. And then what was the next thing I watched? I put on freaking Robin Hood. You remember Robin Hood, the original cartoon?
I don't know if I ever watched the cartoon.
Oh my God. It's with like it's the whole like classic Robin Hood story, but it has like the drunk snake. He's like slithering and he's got his head in a balloon and it's just, oh my God, it's so good. So good.
Were you like overwhelmed with like how many options you had and you're like, I don't even know what the fuck to do with myself now?
Yeah, it's overwhelming just any streaming service now. It's almost just too much to choose from sometimes, and especially Netflix. Netflix seems to be the hardest for me to find something to watch. Yeah, I don't know why.
If you're not looking for a Netflix original, there's not a whole lot of great stuff on there to choose from, and you're just like sifting through a ton of bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, the Netflix originals are honestly what's going to keep them around if they keep doing them. Man, I can't wait to watch the fifth season of Peaky Blinders. Oh, my.
I haven't seen any of that.
Wow. You should probably watch it. I don't know if you'll like it, but it's a fantastic show.
I'm going to go into work tomorrow, put my 2 weeks in. They're going to be like, what the fuck? And I'm going to be like, I got to watch Peaky Blinders, man. I don't got time for that right now.
I mean, that's another great way to quit your job. Let's be honest. Lesbians. Anyways.
Beyond the darkness.
So crazy. Back to the dream thing. I always had a dream about a dirt bike. So, when I was probably like a teenager, I had this dirt bike dream, and I remember, I don't know if anyone's ever experienced like having a dream. The dream is so real that you feel like it's real. Like you don't think it's a dream. So when I woke up, you know, I was having a great time. I had a fucking dirt bike. I was cool. I woke up and I instantly go, wait a minute, I don't have a fucking dirt bike. And then it like ruined my entire day. I remember that. I remember that being so depressing. Dude, it was so sad.
I've had similar stuff where like I'll have a dream where I put my 2 weeks notice in at work, and then like I wake up and I don't even remember the dream, but like halfway through my day I'll remember it, and I'll just get super depressed, like, oh my god, that wasn't real.
It's like that, I can't remember what movie it's from, but it's that meme of Chris Farley when he's like smiling and then he instantly turns into like a pissed off face.
Dude, that's from Saturday Night Live.
Is it? What skit? Because that's freaking classic.
It's some skit where like he is at some restaurant and it's something involving coffee where like someone pours him coffee and they tell him I think it's like one brand or something, and then he takes a sip and they're like, actually it was this other brand or whatever, and then he just so gets so fucking mad and flips out.
Oh my god, but I love Chris.
Dude, speaking of dreams that seem real, like I always hated, like, you know how people can say they can control their dreams because in the dream they realize it's a dream?
Yeah. I forget what it's like, called. Is it lucid dreaming?
I think so. And so like
when you know you're in your dream and you're actually like you control it. I don't know if I've ever felt like I can do that or not. But yeah, anyways.
I've only had a couple instances of that like throughout my whole life, but I've had conversations with people where, you know, I'll tell them about a dream and they're like, "But in the dream you didn't think that was weird and realize it was a dream?" And it's like, no, because when you're in a dream, it feels real. So like you're not thinking to yourself, because like, I feel like if you're always questioning whether it's a dream or not, eventually that's going to bleed into like real life, like Inception. And then you're going to be like always thinking you're in a fucking dream. And then you're going to like jump off a building to try and wake yourself up. So like, that's the whole point of dreams being like they feel really realistic to me regardless of what's going on. So I'm never questioning like, is this a dream?
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny to think about. And now that you bring in Inception, I feel like I just fully understood the entire movie now.
Ooh, did I just help you with Inception?
It makes so much sense, especially after watching the South Park episode in Sheepshin.
In Sheepshin.
I'm a butterfly. Look, Stan. I'm a butterfly. So let's skip a beat here. And let's talk about temptation to ask ridiculous questions after a conference call.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite. Man, this is great.
It's one of my favorite things to do, just imagine how much I could ruin a great situation with just like inappropriate things.
Yeah.
I don't know if you are on that same page. Like, it's almost like, you know, when you're like, if you were to go to the top of, if you were to go to like a bridge or something, or like the Grand Canyon, like with someone, and you got to the edge and you're like, oh my God, I could just push this fucking son of a bitch off right now and just end his damn life. You know, it's that like sudden realization that you have full control to just ruin something. And so there are times where like, I'll be on a conference call at work, you know, with, you know, a coworker of mine and then some clients. And, you know, at the end, you know, the clients will ask us like, you know, hey, you guys like have any other questions? And there are times where I just think it'd be so great to just come out of left field with a random question like, yeah, hey, like one last thing. Did you know in Europe you can buy a beer at McDonald's? Like just to see. Like just to see the look on my associate's face like, what the fuck are you doing? And like just to hear what the other people say, like whether they would laugh or they would be like, yeah, we know that, like very awkwardly. But then,
yeah, we've been on vacation.
But then I would double down and make it more uncomfortable and just be like, I swear to God, if we can't buy a beer at McDonald's in the US in 5 years, I'll fucking kill myself. And just see how much more uncomfortable it gets in the room and on the phone call.
And then you just get like even deeper into the conversation, and like just you're having a conversation with yourself at that point, but they're staying on. And you're just like going even deeper with it. I swear to God, I'll do it. I've been telling my wife about it, and she's on board. She's in full support. We both want beers at McDonald's, and if it doesn't happen, this might be the end. I mean, it seems like it's going that way anyways. Global warming. My grandma called me an asshole the other day. And she's now dead,
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that happened. That might have been a crazy dream or something. But anyways, you guys seem like, you know, smart guys. And did you have any other questions about the product?
God, I just think it would be so... like that would be a great way to go out, to just totally ruin a conference call like that. I think that would be perfect.
That would be perfect. You know, I've for some reason, Lauren has kind of pointed this out, that I'm the most awkward person when it comes to like letting people go, either in conversations in person or on the phone. And I've noticed it. And now every time I'm talking to people, I actually notice it while I'm talking to them, and I can sense that they're trying to get out of the conversation. And mm-hmm. It bugs me, because then it's like, then I like stumble and I try to like, I almost like forget what to say almost on how to like, you know, end a conversation properly. So it almost gets to the point where I am awkwardly continuing the conversation until they actually have to basically end it forcefully in a way, if that makes sense. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation, but I tend to do that, and I don't know why. Maybe because I like to talk. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever had that myself with ending a conversation, but I do consider myself to be a very awkward conversationalist. Like when I'm on conference calls, like I'm so worried about saying something that sounds stupid or incorrect that I actually don't talk very much. So like sometimes I feel very awkward, because sometimes, you know, we'll begin a conference call and they'll say hello to my, you know, boss or whatever, and my boss will say hello, and then like 10 seconds later my boss will be like, Eli's here with me, and then I'm like, hello, and it's kind of like, then I'm like, because then it's like, why didn't you say hello like 10 seconds ago when everyone else said hello, you know?
Yeah, those can be weird, man. I mean, I talk on the phone all day at work and stuff. So I think it just, or I've done it for years, and you know me, I'm a walkie-talkie, baby.
Yeah, like I've always been awkward, but I think I was a little bit less awkward when I worked retail, because I was forced to speak to so many people on a daily basis, and now I don't talk to very many people.
Yeah, you're just like stuffed in a closet somewhere, and they throw you on phone calls every random now and then, and you're just like, oh, you're like, what's it? You're like the friggin' weird, the weird guy from friggin' Wedding Crashers. You're all like crouched up and painting shit in the corner over there.
Todd, was his name Todd?
Todd, yeah. This was a gift, Todd.
Yeah, the painting was a gift.
The painting was a gift, Todd. I'm keeping it.
God, that movie is amazing.
It's classic. Classic. Wow. Wow. So, what the fuck is up? Oh, all right, let's talk more about, like, other awkward ways to end a conference call or something at work or, like, a meeting at work. That'd be freaking hilarious. Like there's these all hands meetings that we have every month, and so like the entire company is on a conference call and that are like remote, and then everybody in the office are all in the conference rooms and stuff, and it's being broadcasted. How funny would that be though? Like a whole serious meeting, and then at the end of it, you're just like you chime in, and or somebody's like, "All right, guys, you guys have a wonderful. Let's kick this month off with a bang and." We'll see you guys when we see you. And then all of a sudden you just pop on. You're like, hey, does anybody like fucking green beans? Or just something about jelly beans or I don't know.
You just go into it and you're like, does anybody have a good way to spice up some green beans? Because my wife makes them and I swear
they're god awful.
I swear I might as well be eating fucking cardboard. Can't taste a goddamn thing.
I've been telling our therapist that she needs to get her fucking, she needs to step up her game or this marriage is done for.
Dude, what if you like had a meeting and you pulled out like your phone and like you had a sound effect on there, and anytime like towards the end, anytime someone tries to say anything, you keep playing that sound that comes out in like, you know, like that DJs do where it's like, and you just keep doing that every time someone tries to talk. And then eventually they're like, all right, I guess we're done. And then you're just like, all right, peace.
All right, peace.
See you on the flip side.
I'm just trying to think of like some funny random stuff that you can just say.
I mean,
I don't know.
There is an endless amount of.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I mean, just the most random shit ever. Like, fucking, yo, I was driving the other day and I fucking ran over a squirrel.
And see, the whole point is like that. Like, it doesn't have to be actually funny. It has to be funny to an outsider, but like uncomfortable for everyone who's actually there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what makes it perfect.
Like, you got to start it like real. Insecure, like, man, I was fucking driving the other day and fucking this thing came out in front of me and I swerved my car. I was like, skirt. And then I was like, man, that was crazy.
you're like, I hit a goddamn squirrel the other night. I was so paranoid I took it to my house and I buried that motherfucker. I'm afraid the cops are gonna come after me.
I got so nervous, man. I took it home. I sewed it back up, and I tried to bring it back to life. I made it float in the pool, and then, yeah, it didn't work.
Dude, that motherfucker. That motherfucker's been dead for 4 days.
Is it funnier to, like, keep talking or, like, say it and then end it really quick, like, really subtle, like, and then that motherfucker dead. I think he died. And then just let it dry.
I think ending it abruptly and then just like standing there staring at the other person, like waiting for them to say something, it's just the icing on the cake.
Oh my god, that got me. I just picture doing that in front of somebody and then just going, what the fuck?
It'd be funny if you stop abruptly and they're just, you're staring at each other for a few seconds and then you just get aggressive and you're like, this is the part where you say something, motherfucker. Like really aggressive.
All right, I just thought of something funny. So, okay, you're at the end of a conference call, or it's like the entire meeting for the company, and it's at the end of the meeting, and they're talking all serious business, and all of a sudden, the CEO is like, "All right, guys, we're going to wrap things up. Does anybody have any questions or any comments?" And then all of a sudden you pop in and you're like, "Hey, yeah, this is Cameron here. I just had one thing to add. Crystal, can you make sure to order a couple extra snacks from the healthier aisle? I am sick and tired of eating fucking chips or something random, you know?"
Or it'd be funny if you like told the girl, like, "Hey, would you mind wearing those red panties tomorrow?"
Oh my god. That's even better. "Hey, make sure you get those extra large bananas." Slap one on my desk, because you know what I mean.
Like, "Hey, Marge, could you wear that those cheetah underwears tomorrow so I can see that big old lumpy booty?"
Big old lumpy booty with some corn nuts. Oh my gosh, that is rich. That is a rich
classic.
Classic.
Dude, I was thinking.
Next topic. What are we talking about here?
I was thinking, going back to the whole like quit it, like what to do after you quit your job, and I just thought it'd be so funny to almost like just bring. What if you brought, like, you planned this in advance and you brought like a giant fucking pot of pasta, like spaghetti or something, and then after you quit, you're just like, "Watch this," and you grab this like big pot from under your desk, you have to take the elevator, so you got to wait like a minute for the elevator, and then you go down, and then everyone's like running to the window to look outside, and then finally like 2-3 minutes later they see you finally come outside, and you just start like dumping spaghetti all over your fucking boss's car, like windshield or something, from out of the big pot.
That'd be a whole lot of pasta. You'd want to have it so much pasta that you like, you go over and you break the side window, and then you like, you have like a so many buckets full that you just try to fill up the entire car until it's like to the ceiling or to the roof of the car, so he can't get in the car. That would be ridiculous. And then light it on fire. Spaghetti burn. Which reminds me, how funny would it be is if you're, let's switch the flip here. Switch the flip. Let's flip the switch. Let's switch the flip here. New saying. And how funny would it be if you go to an interview, and either that an interview or your first day on the job, and you come to the first day of the job and you have a fucking container of spaghetti, and you walk in and you're eating it and you're like, "Hey, what's the fucking spaghetti policy at this company? What do you guys deal with here? Give me the 4 and 8 60 on that." And you're like slurping it up as you're talking.
Can you imagine a boss at a morning meeting, like trying to, like, you know, give some motivation to everybody, and he's just eating spaghetti out of Tupperware while he's talking to everybody?
Oh my god. Oh, I just pictured it.
It's 9:15 in the morning and he's eating spaghetti with a fucking giant napkin tucked into his shirt.
So he's like, but not only does he have spaghetti, so he's eating spaghetti, he's slurping it. He's got a big old thing of friggin' garlic bread. And he's like chopping on it. It's like crumbs are going everywhere. He's like slurping the spaghetti. "All right, Frank, tell me where your numbers are at." And he's like, it's like fucking flying. All the sauce is like flying all over his chin, and like it's all like all over his beard and all over his shirt. Oh my god.
It'd be funny if he was just like the nicest person. So he's like, "Hey, Frank, tell me where your numbers are at." And, you know, Frank's just like, you know, they're kind of down, you know, from this point last month. And, you know, I'm just doing my best and I hope I can turn things around. And then the boss is just like, you know what, Frank? That's all right.
You know what, Frank? That's all right, man.
And then he takes a big bite of garlic bread and he's like, I can count on you, man. I know I can count on you.
Sometimes we just have down times, you know, like down times, but, you know, it's a roller coaster.
You want garlic bread, Frank?
You'll be back up. You like spaghetti?
9:30 he offers morning. Him spaghetti using his same fork out of the same Tupperware.
he does it even better. Even better. He goes, you know what, Frank? You're having a down month. It happens. I know you're gonna pick it up. he slams his spaghetti down on the table, and he slides it over to him. Like. Good. Take a bite of that spaghetti. It'll fucking bring up your spirits.
Dude, imagine how funny it would be if you had a boss that, like, he tells you all, like, on Thursday, he's like, hey, tomorrow's Friday. Don't even bother eating breakfast. I got breakfast coming. Breakfast at the office. And you show up, and it's just fucking spaghetti. And everyone's like, did he fucking bring spaghetti for breakfast?
It's just a whole fucking giant thing of noodles.
And then there's just some loser in the back of the office like, hey, Frank, he brought spaghetti. And he's like all excited about it.
Dude, that's actually hilarious. That would be so funny to do.
Spaghetti for breakfast. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I mean, is it any crazier than donuts? Like, fucking who said that donuts were a breakfast food in the first place? I don't care who you are.
That's a good call, but I was doing that as a kid, so it's kind of the norm for me. I know it might be very
But I mean, like, in reality, it's a fucking dessert. I mean, if anything. Damn breakfast food.
Don't get me wrong. I totally agree. What about muffins? Where do you draw the line?
I don't know. I mean, pastries, whatever. Muffins, I guess, like a blueberry muffin makes sense, I guess, because you can get a bunch of them for the office and stuff. But I don't know. Donuts are just like, hey, I got breakfast for everybody, but I only wanted to spend $10 because I'm a cheap motherfucker and I don't care about your health or how you feel. But these are really good. And don't get me wrong. I fucking love donuts. But at the same time, it's like a cheap way to get breakfast or whatever. Which I get. Yeah, man. I get it.
Donuts are
I'd rather you go to McDonald's and grab a bunch of fucking Egg McMuffins. Because at least that's the one real thing from McDonald's that they actually cook before they give it to you.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Don't make me get on it now. Don't make me get on it.
I haven't had McDonald's breakfast. Like, I probably had it once or twice, maybe in the last, like, 4 or 5 years. It's been a while.
Well, god damn, man. I haven't had McDonald's. I haven't had McDonald's in, like, I don't know, like, it had to be on, like, goddamn, man. I don't know, man. It's been years.
Years?
I don't know why I'm talking like this right now.
You're pulling it off. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I pull a lot of things off, and right now I don't have any clothes on. I'm sitting in my underwear.
I was about to say, I pull a lot of things off, and you can include my underpants in that.
I pull a lot of things off, and that includes my dick. My dick is pulled off. I ripped that shit off. I don't have it no more. That's what happens when you get married, man. You get married, after a couple of years, things get dry, and you rip your dick off, and live your life.
Oh, words of wisdom.
Hey. It's the way it goes, man. It's the way the cookie crumbles. Oh, man.
But,
that is classic.
Speaking of going on with the office talk, I thought of a couple funny, like, mug options to bring. Like, you know how people have mugs that are like, you know, don't talk to me until I've had my third coffee. Ha ha.
Yeah,
ha,
yeah.
Like, stupid bullshit like that.
Coffee first.
Imagine, like, having a mug that says, like, don't even talk to me if I haven't masturbated yet.
Oh, that's good. HR friendly. You could do like don't even talk to me if I haven't masturbated yet. #HR friendly. Hashtag go fuck yourself.
And then
that's good.
Another one. Imagine a mug that just says, "I'd rather be eating ass."
Might as well just be eating ass. Might you ever tried well asshole?
You ever tried ass? It's better than this fucking bullshit paperwork they got us doing.
You ever tried ass? I'm always one step ahead of you. I'm like a carpenter that tries to build stairs.
There you go.
Well,
the last thing I have on the agenda actually happened to us this afternoon. We went to a Starbucks, which is what we refer to Starbucks as.
That's what you guys call Starbucks?
Yeah, just to be pukes. Like, we're just Starbucks. Like, hey, you want to go to Starbucks?
Starbucks. Hey, babe, you want something from Starbucks?
So, for Starbucks, I got an email today for, like, happy hour. You ever get those, like, notifications? Like, happy hour between 2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Yeah, because I want coffee at 5 p.m.
2:18 p.m. dipshit. All right.
I know. I'm saying, but it's between those hours, so it's like, what?
Well, that's why you get decaf, bro.
Decaf? Do I look like a goddamn serial killer? Hey, man.
I don't know, man. You ripped your dick off.
Anyways.
So, yeah, we got this email that says, you know, happy hour today between 2 and 7. Buy one, you know, handcrafted drink, get the second free. Okay. So we go to the drive-thru. Yeah, I know, right? We go to the drive-thru. It's past 2 before 7. We order two drinks that would fall into this buy one, get one deal. And then the guy tells us the total. And I'm like, okay. So when we get up there and we, you know, have him scan the thing with the app, it'll, you know, take one of the drinks off. So just to make sure he doesn't like try to charge us for the full amount before I hand him the phone, I'm like, hey, if you scan, you know, our card in the app, will it automatically take the second drink off? And then he's like, oh no, like you should have let me know first that you wanted to do the buy one, get one free. And I, you know, he took care of it anyways. And, you know, when we were waiting for our drinks, I turned to Jen and I'm like, why the fuck should I have to tell him that I want to use a promotion that Starbucks emailed me about the fucking company?
That should just, like, be automatically applied.
Yeah, like, it'd be one thing if, like, the baristas are telling you, like, hey, just so you know, if you're here tomorrow between 2 and 7, like, just ask, you know, if you order two drinks, just ask to take advantage of the happy hour. That I understand that. But if you send me an email saying, hey, come by, buy one, get one free, and then I have to be like, hey, I want to use that buy one, get one free, I don't get that. It's like, go to, go into a bar during happy hour and then you order, you know, fucking nachos or whatever, and then they bring you the bill at full price and you're like, that's part of happy hour. And they're like, oh, but you didn't tell me you wanted to pay half price. You didn't mention that. It's like, I shouldn't have to fucking tell you that I want to pay half price. Like,
yeah,
get your fucking story straight, man.
So did you get an inconvenience gift card again?
I didn't, but I fucked this guy's wife. I'll tell you that much.
Good. I'm glad you didn't. Because you still got the deal and you weren't inconvenienced besides some awkwardness. I'll tell you what, though. Some of the people at Starbucks are dumbasses. Especially the one by our house. We can't go there anymore. It's terrible. They always get our order wrong every single time.
How far do you have to drive now to get your order right?
I don't know. I don't really know. You know, they're everywhere now, so it's not too bad, I guess. But we still, you know, we'll still go there if we have to, unless we're going somewhere specifically. But, you know, it's just how it is. It's just how it is. It's how we do. It's how we go.
I don't know why, but I just thought of the guy from the security guard from Observe and Report. Like, oh, that's how we do. You know, like he talks about.
Oh, that's how we do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how we do.
I'm a motherfucking outlaw.
I'm a motherfucking outlaw.
That guy's classic, dude.
We gon' Drax. Let him. Sclounced.
I think that's a, have you ever noticed, like, you start saying a word, like, way too much, and you're just like, why do I, like, always say that word now?
I don't know. What's your word?
My word is classic. I think every episode I probably say that that's classic. I probably say that, like, 5 times every time we do a call.
Oh, that's classic. Yeah.
That's classic.
That's a good one. I say a lot? I say a lot of dumb shit.
I don't have anything at the top of my head, but I'm sure if I listen.
Oh, I probably say good. I used to say good lorsch or good lord.
Good lord. Yeah.
Good God.
Good God. Yeah, that is one of your classic sayings. Good lord.
Sayings. Yeah, when you throw me off, I'm like, good lord. Lord, 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 lord.
Lord, lord.
Lord, lord. Have you seen that episode of South Park?
Which one?
Where Randy's fucking lord. And he's like, when he sings, he's like, Lord, 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 Lord.
I don't think so.
Make fun of that artist, Lord, or whatever.
I don't think I've seen that.
Wow. 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 Get with the times, bro.
I'll be on the lookout because I believe I have probably heard some of the songs from that artist.
Yeah, be on the lookout or just YouTube it. Get in the now. Do yourself a favor. Fucking do it.
It'd be funny.
Do it now.
Be funny if I was very literal about I'll be on the lookout, but I don't actually seek it out. And then like a month later, I'm like, dude, I still haven't fucking seen that thing anywhere.
What do you think? It's just going to come to you in an ad? It might now that we're talking about it because of the way the world is. So you'll probably see something pop up around South Park.
Exactly. Like, dude, I've been on Instagram, been on Facebook, haven't seen that episode. Oh, shit.
Well, do yourself a favor and get Disney Plus so you can get Boy Meets World in your life. Everybody needs Boy Meets World.
Oh, I'm going to do it at some point soon. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Well, unless you have anything. unless you have anything else, man. We're at 57 minutes.
Ooh. I think I'm good. Just tell good. Your boss. Ask your boss tomorrow if you can start doing Spaghetti Fridays at work.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to try morning. To have a day where like I'm going to be like, all right, guys, I'll bring lunch tomorrow. No, I'll bring breakfast tomorrow. And just bring a whole fucking case of spaghetti from like Olive Garden.
Either spaghetti or like chili or something.
Spaghetti, I think, has got to be the best thing that isn't really breakfast that people would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because like even if it was a hamburger, people would probably be like, all right, this is weird, but I like hamburgers. Like, this is good. But pasta is like, no one wants pasta at 9 in the fucking morning.
Yeah. And what I'll do is I'll do a whole thing of pasta and then I'll just have spoons. and then I'll go, here you go, fuckers.
Good luck with that pasta, you dumbass.
Oh, by the way, you're all fired.
You bring pasta, and then instead of Parmesan, you just bring a big bowl of creatine. And then kratom.
Some kratom. On top. All right, here's some. This is a special recipe. It's a Parmesan creatine. It's going to get you real swole. You guys might want to drink some extra water because it's going to make you dehydrated like a motherfucker. You're like, I'm like sprinkling it on while I give them a bowl. And I'm just like, yeah, you might want to drink an extra water because I got some kratan in hand. You might want to dehydrate your motherfucking self. And I'm like shaking it on there.
Did you say you want to dehydrate? Shouldn't it be?
You want to hydrate? Yeah, I fucked that up. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling me out. I know I fucked it up right when I said it. Right when I said it.
You were just like, please, Lord, do not let him notice that I just fucked that up royally.
Lord, 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 Lord. I'm going to send you the video so you know what I'm talking about now. It's funny as hell.
Dude, do it. I'll watch the shit out of that shit.
It's disgusting. All you need to see is just Randy. He's dressed up as Lord, and he's just – when he goes to sing, he's just like, Lord, 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 Lord. All
right. Sounds good, man.
Fantastic, man. Well, you guys have a fun trip. I think you're taking a trip.
Yeah, we're going to Houston tomorrow night.
You're going to Houston?
Houston.
Who the fuck lives in Houston? What a dumbass name.
there's actually like more than 100 people that live there. Okay.
100 people?
At least 100 people.
I think. Get the hell out of Cambridge.
Cambridge.
Get out of my house. I can't wait to start yelling at people when I'm older. Get out of my house.
They're like, sir, you wandered into my house. And you're just like, sir, I don't give a fuck.
Sir, you're in a Bennigan's. Bennigan's? What is this, 1999? I don't even think they have a Bennigan's anymore. Sir, you're in a Perkins. Sir, you're in a Waffle House.
Sir, you stepped in a time machine, and you are, in fact, in World War II at a Bennigan's.
Sir, you're at the post office.
Sir, would you care for some spaghetti with some crotty?
What?
Would you care for some spaghetti with crotty?
Why, can you say that again? The fuck is crotty? Sir, you're not wearing any pants. Yeah, so?
What's weird about that?
Sir, would you like some extra eggs with your spaghetti? Spaghetti? Yeah, what if you went to a restaurant and they're like, all right, you like open the menu, it's just all spaghetti, and it's not even an Italian restaurant. And you're like, do you guys have any breakfast? Yeah, they're all right here. We got spaghetti and eggs. We got spaghetti and more eggs. You got bacon, bacon spaghetti. Yeah, bacon sketty.
That'd be disgusting. They make a bunch of like an omelet, but instead of, it's not really an omelet because the spaghetti's not like cooked into the egg, but they basically just cook a large thin egg and then they just dump spaghetti in the middle and just fold the egg over it. So it's kind of like a little spaghetti in a blanket and the egg is the blanket.
Sketty blanket. We call this one sketty avocado and cheese.
Can you imagine coffee with your spaghetti for breakfast? That'd be fun.
Oh, it sounds awful. Don't get me wrong, I love spaghetti, but man, not for breakfast. Sketty and nuts.
I guarantee you, when I get to work in the morning, I'm going to be thinking about a spaghetti catering job for breakfast.
I am too, and I'm going to want some spaghetti. So when anyone listening goes to eat breakfast tomorrow, you better fucking twist your fork into some spaghetti and smash it in your nose hairs. I mean your mouth.
Nose hair. All right.
Sir.
Yeah.
Sir.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Because it's hilarious. Sir. Sir. All sir. Right. We don't serve spaghetti here. I want spaghetti.
Sir, it's 7 a.m. Spaghetti.
I eat spaghetti for breakfast. I smell cinnamon rolls. All right. Good night. Here we go. Good night to all.
Peace out, man. All right, later. I'm going.
Later. Sir.
Later.
Sir.
Thanks for listening to Just Kidding But Seriously with Cam and Eli. If you enjoy our rants and wild nonsense, check us out every week on iTunes and Spotify. You can also email us at jkbspodcast@gmail.com. Again, I'm Cam Ivey, an all-around decent guy. Until next time, don't take life so seriously. I'm just kidding. But seriously.